是在哈该书二章十到十九节。大利乌王第二年九月二十四日，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说：万军之耶和华如此说，你要向祭司问律法，说若有人用衣襟兜剩肉，这衣襟挨着饼或汤或酒或油或别的食物，便算为甚么？祭司说：不算为甚。哈该又说：若有人因摸死尸染了污秽，然后挨着这些物的哪一样，这物算污秽么？祭司说：必算污秽。于是哈该说：耶和华，这民这国在我面前也是如此，他们手下的各样工作都是如此，他们在坛上所献的也是如此。现在你们要追想，此日以前耶和华的殿没有一块石头垒在石头上的光景。在那一切日子，有人来到谷堆，想得二十斗，只得了十斗；若有人来到酒池，想得五十桶，只得了二十桶。在你们手下的各样工作上，我以旱风、霉烂、冰雹攻击你们，你们仍不归向我，这是耶和华说的。你们要追想此日以前，就是从这九月二十四日起，追想到立耶和华殿根基的日子。仓里有谷种吗？葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树都没有结果子。从今日起，我必赐福于你们。这是神的话语。
Thank you, Grace. Well, good morning again.
早上好。
And thank you to all who've helped us in worshiping God this morning.
今天感谢大家，我们在这里一起敬拜神。
And thank you, Nieves, for mentioning the book that we're going to be going through together.
谢谢 Nieves 帮我刚才讲到那些我们在一起将会学习的那本书。
And I'd just like to say that this is a wonderful opportunity for us to come together as a church.
这是一个非常美好的机会，让我们教会所有的人聚集在一起。
We love how diverse our church is.
我们教会是一个多元化的教会。
And this is something that we can all do together. We have it in Mandarin as well as in English.
这是一个我们可以在一起学习的书，它有中文版，又有英文版。
And we're getting it in Tagalog.
我们也想会有菲律宾话语。
But even more importantly, this is not meant for you simply to read on your own all week.
但是这并不是说这你只要你一个人去去读这本书。
We are asking that all of our groups discuss this book together.
所以我们有一些小组会去一起讨论这本书。
And if you are not part of a small group, we invite you to join one.
如果你还没有是小组里面的一员的话，我鼓励大家去参加一个小组。
We will be starting new groups for this.
我们将会成立一些新的组。
And it will only be for 6 weeks.
只需要六个星期。
So we encourage you to try a group for just 6 weeks.
所以我们想让你尝试，就是这六个星期参加一小组。
We'll have groups any time during the week.
我们可以在每一个星，就是一个星期任何一天。
And if you go to our welcome center there, you can sign up and then I will know what time you can come to a group.
你可以去欢迎中心去注册，我们可以去安排你去参加哪个小组。
And we'll get back to you with a few options for you to choose a group.
所以我们让你可以有几个你可以选择。
So we look forward to doing something that we can all do together.
所以我们非常期待这个我们整个教会一起参与的活动。
But now, this Bible passage that Grace read, we want to talk about that this morning.
所以我们现在想去谈一谈我们刚才读到的经文。
It may seem very strange and confusing.
是不是觉得很混淆和很奇怪呢？
I'm starting to wonder if Pastor Callum gives me all the difficult passages.
所以我想，Callum 牧师给我这些困难的经文。
No, I know this is actually a favorite of his.
其实。
Today's passage refers to ancient customs about priests carrying sacrificial meat.
今天的经文是是一些古代的习俗，是关于祭司他们一些祭品。
And warnings about dead bodies causing defilement.
也都是一种警告，就是他触摸了污秽的尸体的时候。
And more descriptions about measures of grain and wine.
也有一些经文是说到谷物和酒。
It seems to come from a time and a place when customs were very different than our own.
这好像是从一个非常不同的这个习俗，从一个不同的时间和地点。
But it ends with a very clear promise.
但是最后它有一个非常美好的许诺。
At the end of verse 19, God says very clearly to His people, "From this day on, I will bless you."
就是在十九节最后的一个经文，神非常清楚的说到，从今日起我要赐福于你们。
Why is God blessing them?
为什么神会赐福他们呢？
And how can we share in this blessing?
那我们今天早上如何去分享这个信息呢？
Sorry. To understand that, let's review what we've learned in the past few weeks.
去理解这些，让我们看上几个星期我们所学习的。
Despite God's repeated warnings, His people had turned from Him to idols.
尽管神不停地警告他们，但是他的人民还是背向他去拜偶像。
After centuries of warnings, God sent the Babylonian army who destroyed Jerusalem in the year 586 BC.
经过几个世纪的警告，在公元前586年，神派巴比伦的军队去毁灭了耶路撒冷。
Most of the inhabitants of Israel and Judah had been sent into exile.
大多数以色列和犹大的居民，他们被流亡。
But God also promised to bring them back to their homeland.
但是神也应许他们，把他们带回他们的故土。
This began in 536 BC.
这是在公元前536年开始。
A small group of people, whom God called His remnant, returned to Jerusalem.
一小部分人被神称为是剩余的百姓，回到耶路撒冷。
They rebuilt the altar and soon after started work on rebuilding the temple.
他们重建神的殿，很快开始他们就开始重建神的殿。
It was time for a fresh start.
这是一个重新开始的时间。
A new beginning.
一个重新的开始。
New hope.
一个新的希望。
And new life.
和一个新的生命。
We like those names here at Trinity, don't we?
所以我们在教会里，我们喜欢这些名字，是不是？
But that was as far as they got.
但这些远远不是他们得到的。
They soon became more concerned with beautifying their own homes than with building God's temple.
这些人很快就开始他们只关心他们美化他们自己的家，而不是神的殿。
When the prophet Haggai is sent by God, the work on the temple has sat idle for about 18 years.
当神派遣哈该的时候，他这个工作已经搁置了十八年。
Imagine, children had grown up and become adults in that time, and all they ever knew of the temple was this pile of rubble.
你可以想象这些年轻的人，他们已经长大的时候，圣殿只是一堆瓦砾。
But God used Haggai's message to spur the people on to repentance and recommitment.
然后神去派遣哈该，先知哈该，去鼓励他的人去悔改。
They got busy and restarted work on the temple.
所以他们很快又重新忙碌于重建圣殿。
Last Sunday, Pastor Callum shared about how when the people saw the beginnings of the new temple, they were actually disappointed.
上一个星期，卡尔牧师他讲到，这些人当他们看到第一次看到新的圣殿的时候，他们其实非常失望的。
Some of them remembered the old temple.
所以我们可以记得，有些人记得我们的旧的圣殿。
And this new temple didn't seem to compare with the previous temple.
而这个新的圣殿跟旧的圣殿是没法比较。
That temple had been visited by the visible glory of God.
那个旧的圣殿在外观上是有非常大的荣耀。
But God sent the prophet Haggai once again to encourage them that even greater things would happen in this temple.
但神派遣哈该对他们说，这个圣殿将会有很大的事情发生。
He pointed to the day when God Himself would show up in the person of Jesus.
他是指着神，他自己会以耶稣的身份出现在人的面前的这一天。
Now that the people have repented and they've begun to rebuild the temple, God sends Haggai again with another message of encouragement.
现在人民开始悔改，他们也开始重新建立圣殿。神派遣哈该再次给他们另外一个鼓励的信息。
That is our passage today.
这个就是我们今天的经文。
It ends with a wonderful promise.
它就是一个非常好的许诺。
From this day on, I will bless you.
从今日起，我必赐福于你们。
But before the people can understand this blessing, they need to understand why they were not experiencing God's blessing beforehand.
但是在人们能够理解这种祝福之前，他们需要明白为什么他们之前没有体验到神的祝福。
So Haggai helps them understand what was wrong with their previous disobedience.
所以哈该帮助他们去了解他们以前的不顺服有什么问题。
He begins with some strange language about sacrificial offerings being contaminated by people who had touched dead bodies.
他一开始用了一些非常奇怪的语言，就是说他们污秽了他们所触摸的东西，他们因为他们触摸了腐烂的尸体。
What is he talking about?
他在这里说什么呢？
He is saying that the people had contaminated themselves spiritually.
他是说人们其实是在灵里面被污秽了。
So everything they did was defiled.
所以他们所做的事情也是被污染了。
How?
怎么样做呢？
By not putting first things first.
是没有把应该放在首位的事情放在首位。
They had the wrong priorities.
他们有一个错误的优先事项。
They had built up their own houses and neglected God's temple.
他们建立他们自己的家而忽略了神的殿。
This temple was supposed to be the place that represented God's glory among all the nations of the world.
这个圣殿本来是要神在全世界各地各国去荣耀他的名。
It was supposed to stand as proof that God had restored his people and had completed the discipline and forgiveness of his people.
这本是一个证明神是如何拯救他的子民，神去完成了他的教导和他的宽恕。
It was supposed to stand as proof that God had done exactly as he had predicted.
这是一个证明他就是神做了所预言的。
By the way, the temple was eventually completed exactly 70 years after the first one was destroyed.
当然圣殿最后还是被重建了，它是在旧的圣殿被毁坏的时候的70年之后。
So the prophecy was fulfilled.
所以预言是。
But sorry, now I've jumped ahead.
对不起，我跳了一下。
The temple was supposed to be a sign of God's glory and of how he blesses those who honor him.
圣殿是象征着神的荣耀和他如何去去赐福给那些荣耀他的人。
But his own people were not honoring him.
但是他自己的人却没有荣耀他。
How?
怎么样呢？
By putting their own prosperity ahead of honoring him.
把他们自己的需要放在荣耀神的前面。
So God is saying that just as a rotting corpse would defile anything that touches it, so these self-focused people defile everything they touch.
所以神在这里说到，当他们触摸了一个腐烂的尸体的时候，他们污秽了其他所有他们触摸的东西。
Go ahead.
所以他这个腐烂的尸体就是说，他们以自为中心。
Their offerings are worthless.
所以他们的祭品是毫无价值的。
Their harvests don't produce half of what they expect.
他们的收获也不去也没有他们期待中的一半。
It would be something like starting a new job, and when you finally receive that long-awaited first paycheck, you find that your deductions have taken away more than half of your income.
就好像你开始了一份新的工作的时候，啊，当你得到最后得到第一份薪水的时候，啊，是被减掉了一半以上。
Maybe that's not far from reality, is it?
所以我们很接近我们的现实。
You have probably heard of the Midas touch.
所以你听过Midas触摸。
That's a phrase taken from a myth in which everything King Midas touches turns to gold.
这个是一个神话里的故事，这个米达斯国王他所接触的一切东西最后都变成金子。
Midas soon discovers that this is a horrific gift.
米达斯很快发现这就是是一个礼物。
Now everything that Israel touched turned not to gold, but was instead reduced by half or worse.
以色列人接触的一切不是变成了金子，而是减少了一半或者更糟。
When they thought they had a harvest of 20 measures, it turned out to be 10.
当他们以为他们有20斗的收获的时候，他们只有10斗。
When they thought they had 50 measures of wine, it turned out to be only 20.
当他们以为他们有50桶酒的时候，结果他们只有20桶。
Because they had been touching a rotting corpse.
是因为他们一直在触摸这个腐烂的尸体。
That rotting corpse was the rubble of the temple that they had not rebuilt.
那个腐烂的尸体就是那个圣殿的瓦砾，他们是没有重建。
That rotting corpse was their misplaced priorities.
那个腐烂的尸体就是他们错误的优先事项。
That rotting corpse was the fact that they had not put God first.
那个腐烂的尸体就是他们没有把荣耀神放在第一位。
So everything else they touched was contaminated.
所以他们接触的其他的所有的东西都被污秽了。
And it all evaporated before their eyes.
也在他们眼前蒸发。
God wanted to bless them.
神非常渴望地去赐福你们。
But they were not interested in listening to him.
但是他们对他的话语不感兴趣。
So he had to speak in a language that they would understand.
所以他们用一种他们明白的话语去跟他们说话。
He spoke by taking away the very things they had worked so hard to accumulate.
他们拿走了他们辛苦积累的东西。
He had to make them desperate until they finally listened.
他们不得不让他们绝望，直到他们最后听他的话语。
Now the people have chosen the right priorities.
现在人们去选择了什么事情是最重要的。
They have started to rebuild the temple.
他们开始重建圣殿。
And so now, God wants to encourage them.
所以现在神想鼓励他们。
So he sends Haggai to remind them of how badly things went before they repented.
所以他派哈该对他们提醒他们，他们在悔改之前事情有多么糟。
And then he says, mark this day.
然后他说到记下这个日子。
Verse 18 is about marking the turning point.
所以十八节，经文的十八节是一个转折点。
God says, from this day on, from this 24th day of the ninth month, give careful thought to the day when the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Give careful thought.
十八节这样说到，你们要追想此日以前，就是从这九月二十四日起，追想到立耶和华殿根基的日子。
He is saying, today, I want you to go to your calendar and mark that day 3 months ago when you started to restarted your work on the temple.
所以他说到，他是说，我想你们去看你们的日历，记下那三个月之前你们重建圣殿的那一日。
Mark that day on your calendar and keep it in mind.
记下那个日子，而且记下。
For that day will turn out to be the turning point.
所以那一天是一个转折点。
From that day on, you will enjoy my blessing.
所以从那一日起，你会享受我的祝福。
When Haggai brings this message, it is still winter.
当哈该带来这个信息的时候，仍然是冬天。
It is a long time before they will see the harvest.
是在收获的日子，还有一段很长的日子。
There will be no fruit on the trees for several months.
所以在树上有好几个月还是没有果实。
But in verse 19, God asks, "Is there yet any seed left in the barn?"
所以在经文十九节神问到仓里有谷种吗？
It's a rhetorical question.
这是一个修饰的问题。
It's difficult for us to figure out what answer God expects here.
对于我们来说，我们很难理解会有怎样的答案。
And that's because I don't think any of us have ever farmed in Palestine.
我相信我们当中没有人在巴基斯坦耕种过。
You see, this was the season of rains.
看到其实当时是一个雨季。
It was the season to plant the seed in the moist, soft earth.
所以在那个季节是可以把种子埋在又潮湿和软的土壤里。
So God is saying, get out there and plant the seed.
所以神说去埋下所有的种子。
There should not be any seed left in the barn.
所以不要留下任何的种子。
Plant it all.
种下所有的种子。
Risk it all.
所以投下所有的风险。
Because now I will bless you.
因为现在我要赐福于你。
The harvest will be plentiful.
所以收获会有非常丰盛的收获。
You will see the fruit of your labors.
所以你将会看到你辛劳所做的。
Mark my words.
记住我的话语。
Mark the day.
记住这一日。
When we put God first and seek to live in a way that honors Him, we can be confident that He will bless us.
当我们把神放在首位的时候，我们去寻找一个生活，就是把荣耀神放在所有事情一切上面，我们将会非常的有信心的说，他会赐福于我们。
That does not mean that we will grow wealthy.
并不代表说我们将会非常的富有。
Because wealth doesn't usually bring the good things God wants for us.
因为通常财富并不是神要给我们最好的东西。
It means He will provide all we truly need.
这代表着他会给我们其实我们最真实需要的。
We will thrive in our relationship with Him.
我们在与他的关系当中会成长。
We will thrive in our relationships with others.
我们会在与其他人的关系中成长。
And we will find His purpose in our lives.
我们也会找到他对我们生命里的意义。
We cannot expect to live in God's blessing if we do not put first things first.
所以我们无法就是期待去享受去生活在神的祝福当中，如果我们不把神放在首位。
We cannot expect to live in God's blessing if we do not honor above all the God who gave us life.
如果我们去不把荣耀神放在首位的时候，这位神是把他的生命给我们。
The God who gave His life for us on the cross.
这位神他也在十字架上把他自己给了我们。
He will do whatever it takes to get our attention.
他会将做所有的事情让我们有得到他的注意力。
Because He loves us.
因为他爱我们。
And He wants the best for us.
他渴望把最好的给我们。
And until we listen, things will not turn out as we hope.
直到我们听取他的话语之前，我们是无法得到他所希望的。
As I have been studying this passage, I have found it deeply convicting.
当我学习这个经文的时候，我有很大的感触。
I have had to do business with God about my priorities and about honoring Him above all.
我需要去审查我自己，我有没有把神放在首位，有没有把荣耀他放在所有事情的上面。
I wonder if you feel the same.
我也你们有没有同样的感触？
Is there some area where your priorities need reordering?
有没有一些地方你们需要重新调整？
Is there some area where you need to honor God above all?
有没有一些地方你们需要把荣耀神放在首位？
Or maybe you have been cautious, tentative, wondering if it is safe to entrust your whole life, your entire self to God.
也许你一直非常小心非常谨慎的，就想知道是不是很安全把我们自己所有的交给神。
Maybe there is some area of your life that you don't want to put in His hands.
也许你们在生命当中有一些地方你们不希望把它交给神。
God is saying, trust me and I will bless you.
但神说相信我，我会赐福于你。
Plant that seed.
种下那个种子。
Get all the seed out of the barn and plant it all.
从仓库里把所有的种子拿下来，全部种下去。
Risk everything on me.
把所有的风险投在我身上。
Invest your whole life in me.
把你的生命投资在我上面。
And when the harvest comes, you will reap many times what you have planted.
当到了那个收获的时候，你将会更加加倍的收获。
If you need to commit these things to God, I urge you to do so today.
如果你希望做这些的事情的时候，我希望你今天就开始做。
And mark down the day.
记下这个日子。
Even mark it on your calendar as a signpost.
所以啊，也都在你的日历上印个标记记下来。
Or on your phone.
或者在你的电话上面。
As a testimony, mark it down so you can always look back and see how God has worked in your life.
是作为一个见证，你可以总是回想神所啊，神在你生命里所做的。
So that it can always be there to remind you that when we put God first, we walk in His blessing.
所以一个提醒，当我们把神放在首位的时候，我们行在他的恩典当中。
For the same promise God made to the people of Judah, He also offers to us.
就像当年神啊给犹大人的一个啊。应许的时候，他也应许我们。
From this day on, I will bless you.
从今日起，我必赐福于你们。
Mark the day.
记下这个日子。
It really is an act of trust.
这其实是一个信心的行为。
And this trust is shown by our obedience.
而这个信心体现在顺服上面。
As we prepare our hearts to remember all that Jesus did for us.
当我们预备我们的心去纪念神所为我们所做的一切
，As we remember how He risked everything for us on the cross，
当纪念他把自己钉在十字架上为我们所做的一切
，Let's sing together, trust and obey。
让我们一起唱这首诗歌
，Hymn 349。
349首。
I'll invite those serving communion to come forward. For those who will trust and obey.
the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no
Please be seated.
请坐。
We have been thinking about having right priorities. We've been thinking about putting God first.
就是把神放在首位。
We've been thinking about risking everything on Him.
我们思考他把一切交给他。
This is what Jesus did.
这就是耶稣所做的。
As a man, he walked to the cross.
他走上十架。
He put his Father's will above his own.
他把天父的旨意放在他自己的旨意上面。
He put our good ahead of his own.
他把我们放在自己前面。
He gave everything.
他把所有的一切都给我们。
He risked everything.
他牺牲了一切。
He gave his life for us.
把自己的生命给我们。
He even took our spiritual contamination upon himself.
他甚至担当我们所有的污秽。
The Bible tells us that God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
圣经告诉我们，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
We gather here at his table to remember all that Jesus did for us.
我们聚集在这桌前去纪念耶稣为我们所做的一切。
We gather here to celebrate the day that changed everything.
我们聚集在这里去庆祝那个改变一切的日子。
We gather here at his table as a thanksgiving meal to thank Jesus for all that he did for us.
我们聚集在这感恩的桌前，谢谢耶稣为我们所做的一切。
For he not only died, he also rose from the dead.
因他不单单死了，也他从死里复活。
Jesus first did this on the very night he was betrayed.
耶稣在被卖的那一夜。
He took bread.
他拿起饼来。
And he broke it.
破开。
Saying, "This is my body."
说这是我的身体。
Given for you.
为你们舍的。
Do this to remember me.
你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
We will be led in a prayer of thanksgiving for the bread.
我们将会啊为饼祝谢祷告。
For Jesus giving his body on the cross for us.
因耶稣在十字架上舍了他的身体。
Let us pray.Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ, your Son, whom you freely gave to us, who was bruised and broken on the cross, so that we may be whole and be reconciled with you in eternal life. As we partake this bread, remind us daily of what precious gift we have been given. In joy and hardship, in laughter and tears,Let us always be in remembrance of Christ's love and sacrifice. In the name of our Lord and Savior, in the name of your beloved, exalted Son. Amen.
Amen. As you receive the bread, let us each take time to examine our own hearts and our priorities and to thank Jesus for all he did for us.
当我们拿到这个饼的时候，让我们思考查看我们的心。我们首要的事情是什么？谢谢耶稣为我们而死。
Once we have all received, we will eat of it together as a sign of our oneness in Christ.
等到我们全部人拿到饼的时候，我们一起领用。
Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me."
耶稣说, 你们当如此行, 为的是纪念我。
After supper, Jesus took the cup.
耶稣拿起杯来,
and he looked forward to the day when we would drink of it together in heaven.
他期待那个我们一起在天国里与他共进盛宴的那欢庆的日子。
Jesus said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood."
耶稣说, 从今以后我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里。
When you drink of this cup, do so to remember me.
喝这杯，让我纪念我。
We will be led in a prayer of praise for the cup and for our Lord's blood shed for us on the cross.
Dear 主，你洗净我们一切的罪，使我们洁白如雪，得以朝见父神。主，我们知道，当我们还在罪，做罪人的时候，主。 你在茫茫人海中，你来寻找我们。你呼唤我们每一个人的名字，叫我们要回到你的面前。主，我们谢谢你。当我们的心被你开启的时候，当我们信靠你，我们就走在一条蒙福的道路上。 今天我们这一群属你的百姓，聚集在你饼杯的桌前。主，我们思念你，在十字架上所为我们成就的救恩。主，帮助我们每一个人的心能够安静在你的面前，在这个时刻。 仰望在十字架上的耶稣，也帮助我们在你的面前能够省察我们自己，我们所做、所思、所想，若不蒙主你的喜悦。 我们都在这个时候相处你来承认，你光照我们，宝血再一次洗净我们，因为主你的宝血是大有功效的，洗净我们一切的罪孽。主，我们感谢你，谢谢你成为我们生命中的救主。深愿我们真愿意敞开我们的心。 每一天每时每刻，让你真正做我们生命中的救主，做我们生命中的主，为我们每一天走一个蒙你喜悦的道路，帮助我们与我们同在，祝福我们，也祝福我们众弟兄姊妹，在你面前的领受，你所赐的生命乃是好的无比的。 感谢神，奉耶稣的名求，阿门。